This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm amazed at the ignorance of leftists. And I'm like many of you who ask me all the time, Kevin, do they really believe it? I don't believe they believe their nonsense. I really don't. I think they say one thing publicly as they do something privately. And I think there are many examples of this. I've written about it many times. I wrote about it in my second book, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. Leftists lie. We want more taxes. No, they don't. They want more taxes for you. It's like a fortune cookie where everything that you get in your fortune cookie, you say in bed, like, you will be wonderfully received in bed. Well, with leftists, it's for you. I want more taxes for you. You know, they don't believe it. And as I documented, like Madonna as an example, she won't let her daughter watch her own videos, but her videos are fine for you. John Kerry got out of his the attacks on his yacht, the Esmeralda, and he parked it in another state so he wouldn't have to pay Massachusetts taxes. See, taxes are for you, not for him. Barbara Streisand put a home in her husband's name because she wanted to avoid the estate tax on that home. Because, again, taxes are for you. And I could go down the list. They don't believe any of their nonsense. They talk about gun control, but what do? They get security who have what? Guns? And if they don't have security that has guns, you know what they do? They get guns. Chuck Schumer has a gun license. Yet he will come on to you, guns are bad, guns. They're not good for you, but they're good for him. And in this most recent thing, which I'm not going to cover much today, I mean, I will touch on it a little bit, but targeting Trump, and they are calling it a criminal investigation. They get the FBI involved because there may be a national archive issue. Let me ask you, do you think Trump is sharing secrets with the Russians or the Chinese? Maybe he's in bed with the top Chinese spy, or maybe he's taking money from some Russian oligarch, or maybe Donald Trump is hiding all his little rendezvous with hookers that he has on videotape and he doesn't want people to know, or maybe he's taking kickbacks from one of his sons in an illicit business deal that involves Ukraine? Is there any of that kind of evidence that they may be trying to get from this man? They openly target a man who has been investigated ad nauseum and who has been proven to be more pious than the Pope. You can't get more holy than Donald Trump. He's as clean as they come. And how do we know this? Because they have taken a microscope, an electron microscope, up his anus and looked into the bowels of his soul, and they find nothing. And yet, they still want to investigate him. They raid his home. They've raided his attorney's homes. They've tormented everybody around him. Anybody that mentions Trump's name is on target for something. If you mention his name on social media, you hit a hit list. And Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, says, oh, you're on a targeted list because you're an insurgent. They create story after story about him. They have people demonizing what could only be described as one of America's best citizens if you measure on a lot of different levels, and one of them being economic development, people that he has helped. And certainly his presidency has done nothing to stain what America's about. His slogan is Make America Great Again, and the secondary slogan is America First. What more do you want? Oh, I see why they hate him now. I get it. Trump being targeted, even Democrats have to take pause. Look, they may like that Trump is being targeted. There are people dancing on his grave prematurely, by the way. But they also realize, many of them do, not the stupid ones, the super stupid. They're all stupid, but the super stupid ones don't realize it. But the stupid ones are going, wait a minute, I get the bigger picture aspects of this. I understand the ramifications of what's happened here. This isn't about searching Trump. This is telling us none of you are above, and I've said this in many of the two or three episodes we've had about this before, so I'm not saying anything new. But I'm telling you, this realization is hitting people that there is no protection. The government's not protecting you. I heard they searched Melania's wardrobe. Really? I mean, I don't know what this search warrant entailed, but if you're searching, and it's probably BS, because by the way, there's a lot of BS that we're going to talk about today, because I saw a couple of headlines and I went, what are you talking about? That's just complete misinformation. It's meant to misdirect, and I'll get into one of those here in the next segment. But Melania's wardrobe, seriously, I don't know that I believe this story, because I think people just say put things on there to get you to click. It's clickbait. Because the FBI search warrant couldn't possibly be. What do they expect to find? Fashion sense? Something, by the way, sorely missing from Michelle Obama's wardrobe. Maybe the FBI, Michelle Obama said, look, why y'all over there? Can you look at Melania's wardrobe? Because I need some hints. There's more proof, folks, of leftist idiocy, and we're going to get into it today. Let me give you some examples. I guarantee you, and again, retread, but we'll put some different things on it just to prove it, because I was having this discussion with my number one fan, Andy, and he says, Kevin, I like when you talk about metaphors. And I said, how could I not? It's the same subjects over and over and over. Targeting of Republicans, targeting of conservatives, targeting of Christians, etc. What else could I add? The only flavor you add to it is what is happening at the day. It's all metaphorical. What's the metaphor for the FBI raiding a former president of the United States under the guise that he didn't give information to the National Archive? Okay, well, explain to me what national security alert that we needed to do this. What are the left going to use to justify something so profound? Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, is asking this question. We'll play a clip of him as well. But as I was going to say, leftists don't care about crime. Hunter Biden's a criminal. Hillary Clinton's a criminal. Joe Biden is the big guy. We know this. They could follow the money and make sure we all are aware of this right now, but they don't want to do it because it doesn't fit the narrative. And that's what we've got to get to the bottom of, is how do we expose these frauds that want you to believe the unbelievable?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Starting to realize you're not as free as you used to be. America is not the same country it was when you grew up. It's not even the same country it was a year ago. Welcome, everybody. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Boy, look, I'm not going to be negative about this country. I don't care that we have a clown, a demented clown, who is on the take, been on the take for decades, who's got a crackhead son that has effectively used the American taxpayer so he can feather the nest of the entirety of the Biden family. And for the record, I don't care that Biden wants to protect his crackhead son. I get it. If we had a crackhead son, we'd want to protect. I wouldn't let him use the taxpayers, and he'd probably have to go to rehab, and he'd have to make restitution, I mean, and all that. But I understand a father's want to do that, and the Biden family. They talk about the closeness of the Biden family. I was going to tell you guys a little inside baseball. I'm not going to do it about the Biden family, and it has to do with education. But one of these days, I will tell this story. Anyway, America. Different country. Most of you have figured out you can't speak freely.
you thought, man, it's a free country. As long as I'm not yelling fire in a crowded theater, I can say what I think. I think they cheated. Oh, social media says shut up. The media says shut up. The leftists say shut up or we will stop you from getting jobs. We will take away your kids. Unless you admit, Republicans, Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, all you others, Ted Cruz, you better admit that a cheat didn't happen, that Joe Biden won legitimately. I told you guys before, I did a whole show on this, how they have to demand this. See, they're telling you they cheated. Now they got a right, they got to get it. They got to get destroy the evidence by making you capitulate. And if you think they're going to let up, don't think it for 1 second. The only way you're going to continue to get to talk about it is if you come talk on, quote, conservative outlets. Then you can talk about it. But don't talk about it over there. Don't publicly. Don't talk about it on Twitter. Don't talk about it on Facebook. Don't talk about it through Google, because they will shut you down. We learned in the last election, folks, forget free speech. Your vote doesn't count either. It can be manipulated, and they'll do it. I mean, how many times have you ever seen the count goes up, 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 up on TV? Suddenly, thousands, tens of thousands of votes disappear. They shut it all down, and then guess what? The other guy wins. It never happens. Votes don't go backwards. Not in the history of this republic. When you're doing a running tally of votes, every time you update, it should be positive. Should be more. Nope, not with them. How much did Donald Trump teach you about media manipulation? The fake news. And God forbid you see what the social media people are doing to you. They won't even let you have an opinion. You can't even say, you know, it just doesn't make common sense to me that Joe Biden would be more popular than Barack Obama. I can only believe that that happened with a cheat. Oh, there you went. You're banned. Totally legit. They know it. They know it with their heart of hearts. They know exactly what's happened. And yet, they try to convince you otherwise. Your business, folks, is at the mercy of bureaucrats. There are business people out there that are conservative in thought. And you know what? They won't let it out. They won't. Look, if you got a business you're running and it's worth $100 million, it's paying the bills, you're living the high life. Look at Mike Lindell. That takes guts, what that guy did. But he's sitting on pillows. You know, Mike can shut things down because pillows are cheap to make. Some of these business people keep their mouths shut because they don't want a factory to be scuttled because the powers that be decide they want to go after them. You want to have a big inventory, millions and millions, maybe even billions of dollars sitting in storage somewhere, in warehouses? You got to toe the line. It's too scary out there for the guys doing it right. So business is at the mercy of elitists, a bunch of bureaucrats who decide who the winners and losers are. Oh, you think you're free, right? Yeah, you're so free you can't even breathe free air. You go to a public place and you got to put that mouth diaper on. Joe Biden says you're on federal land. Who owns federal land? You do. You're on federal land, you got to wear a mask. You're not sick. You're not worried about getting sick. What about if you've gotten the vaccine? You still got to wear the stupid mask. Why? Oh, that's right. The vaccine doesn't always work. Neither do the test. They manipulate the numbers. Oh, this is how many people have died. This is how many people have gotten sick. They won't tell you the number of people who've gotten sick and recovered, but they'll tell you the number of people who've gotten sick and died. And then if you inquire about that and say, but wait a minute, how about the dude that got 2 bullets in the back of the head? He tested positive for COVID. Manipulation all across. And you got to take it. You can't say anything about it, because if you do, you could end up in trouble. And so for all the people out there, you know, Kevin, I can't say the things that you say, man, because you're a black guy, well, all that. What's being black got to do with it? I don't, what, Facebook won't kick me off? They unpublished my largest page, which they had already beat me up for 5 years, not letting me grow. That page should be at 10 million. and it was at 560,000 and shrinking, and then they just cut it off. Did I do anything wrong? No. Hey, you need to claim your page. We need to verify that you are who you are. Okay, here's all the verification. Oops, you made a mistake. You didn't do this. They want. Can you call them? Can you find out? Can you call your congressperson and get it back? No, it's dead. You know any other thing where you can spend money building a business and somebody can arbitrarily cut you off for no reason and you have no recourse? Zero. I'm telling you, folks, can't even breathe freely. Think about that. You can't even go out and take a good old breath of fresh American air without somebody saying, "Where's your mask?" And it's some dweeb. Oh, one guy told me, we don't serve you unless you have a mask. I said, okay, I'm out of here. That was it. I left. And it's funny how they think they're so big and bad because they're the mask Gestapo. I'm just giving you examples. Do you miss your freedom? Do you miss the ability to just go live life on your terms? I don't even feel me. Yeah, I can get used to all this. I could love it or leave it. It doesn't even matter. But you got a generation of kids who are going to be nothing but lemmings. They are going to be led. Might as well Pied Piper. They're going to get led down the primrose path of whatever they want if they don't learn how to critically think and understand how this manipulation occurs. You raising strong-minded, strong-willed youngsters? Because if you're not, this world is going to eat them alive. This leftist stuff is going to crush them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The National Weather Service says triple-digit temperatures could last through the middle of the week from Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley as a high-pressure dome moves westward. Meanwhile, smoke from Canadian wildfires is once again hitting the U.S. Residents in a county neighboring Philadelphia heading back to their homes following a train derailment. Barron Hill Fire Chief Chris Schwartz.
5 cars containing urea, which is a liquid fertilizer, and 1 car containing tetrachloroethylene. Out of an abundance of caution, incident commanders evacuated 12 nearby residences.
The incident occurred early this morning just outside Philadelphia. The evacuation has been lifted. Seniors in the East and Southeast U.S. are the most likely to have Alzheimer's disease. That's according to new data that's been published in the Alzheimer's Association Journal. The report includes the first ever estimates of the prevalence of the disease in the U.S. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, it is Washington, D.C. And, Alita, you were actually in the courtroom. What was the atmosphere like? How did the jury react? What happened in the atmosphere right there in the courtroom when it was revealed that Hillary Clinton herself approved of this scheme?
We've all been watching this for days, and I plan on being there every single day to make sure I hear every bit of testimony. This was amazing. I never heard so many pens click and start immediately writing. I got reporters asking me for clarification. What did that mean? What did that mean? Are they in trouble? And I said, that was very big. That was very big. He just cut it right to the top. And thank you very much, Robbie Mook, for what you did today. Made it very clear there was a phone call. She paid Fusion GPS through her campaign, through her lawyers, and that she was actually told that there were papers provided that had not been verified, that she had not, and they said, we have no DNS expertise. We just figured the media would take it and do their own vetting. Now, remember, the media that they went to was Slate. It was not the New York Times. It was not the Wall Street Journal, which maybe is a little bit more sophisticated. It was Slate. On top of that, this was the same time that she was deleting emails and that she was having her own problems with her servers. So she and her team have an October surprise. And this has been a real big theme by the Durham team. And it's exactly what happened. And then October 31st, ironically, she retweets Jake Sullivan's tweet that, oh, my God, cybersecurity, crimes. Trump has a server with Alpha Bank. Complete lie.
Yeah.
I play that clip not to enlighten you in any way, because we already know what we know. We knew Hillary Clinton was over the misinformation. We knew that the Democrats colluded with all of this. There you have it. Confirmation of what we already know. 2,000 mules. Did you really need to see it to get confirmation? Of course not. But it's good that we have geo-tracking, the digital footprint of these 2,000 mules, which for the record, there were probably 10,000 mules. That's what Dinesh said when I was with him a couple days ago, 3 days ago. I'm glad you guys are back. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and we're covering psychology today. And the reason why I covered this might be a better Friday show in the sense that I'm not interested in how many people got killed over the weekend or what is the next, you know, leftist I'm going to clean it up, but peccadillo here. Whatever they're doing, what I want to talk to you about is how these people can deal with the psychology of being wrong and how you need to deal with it. And I told you in the first hour of this program, the broadcast today, three simple words to get the left to back off. You are wrong. That's what you tell them. You're a racist. You are wrong. What do you mean I'm wrong?
you know, and you say, in fact, once you say you are wrong, you then immediately follow it with the statement that they gave you. When they say you're a racist, you go, you are wrong. You are the racist. That's how you do it. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. What it does is this. When you say to somebody, you're wrong, and you say it with enthusiasm, you don't go, you are wrong. You go, you're wrong. And they go, and there's this, what? You just called me wrong. I'm not used to people telling me that I'm wrong. And there's a chemical-ish thing that happens inside of them where they're like, whoa, and it's fight or flight. Now, either way, you win. They run away, you win. They want to fight. The next statement out of your mouth is whatever they said to you. I promise you, folks, this works. They say, Kevin, you're a racist. You are wrong. You are the racist. And they have never been called this. They've never even contemplated the idea of their racism. That's why this is such a powerful tool. You're the racist. And when you say that, you say, how can you support the party that lynched black people? Now, I don't know if they'll know that or not. Hey, our party didn't lynch black people. It was the Republicans. Are you an idiot? You're racist? You know what? Let me compound what I said to you earlier. You are a racist and an idiot. Now you have two things. You got to go for it. Tell them everything they did. 386,000 white men, conservatives, Republicans, fighting against their white southern brothers who wanted to keep black people in bondage, and you side with the bad guys. It all changed in the 50s, Kevin. All the Democrats became Republicans. You are wrong. You have no recollection of history. You don't know your racist history, you Democrat. See, that's what you do. You push it back on them. And let me tell you what eventually happens is they walk away. Because they can't get into a battle. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the paradigm of what I've been saying earlier. This idea of what if everything you knew was wrong, proven to be wrong. Then I discuss the psychology of being wrong. And we've all felt it. We've all been there. So here's what I want to ask you right now. What changed you? See, you changed into something. You've morphed. Were you a bad guy? Were you a bad girl? What? And I'm asking you this in the sense that at some point you had a come to Jesus meeting with yourself that said, I can't continue doing X. I can't continue being X. I can't continue whatever. Pick your verb in front of it. But you decided to change. Maybe it was picking bad boys. Maybe it was picking bad girls for relationships. Maybe it was business partners. Who knows? But at some point, you said, this is not working out for me. It's like Dr. Phil always says, how's that working out for you? So when you watch Dr. Phil, you're watching leftists at work. You're watching people with problems, and their inability to solve them themselves creates a need for Dr. Phil to say, how's that working out for you? I was talking to an acquaintance, I shouldn't say a friend, but I was talking to an acquaintance who was explaining to me the cyclic nature of the work that they do. I'm using it intentionally, not using he or she, but the work that they do. And my simple question was, what do you want out of the job? And this person could not tell me. And I said, well, then don't have an expectation of how they're going to perceive you at the job if you don't know what you want out of it. See, I could answer the question, what I want. Let's use my radio show. What do you want? I want maximum exposure for this show. Period. I need somebody who understands marketing, who takes this show and says, Kevin, I love what you do. I learned so much, and I want to help you achieve your goal. Remind me, what is your goal? I want maximum exposure for this show. I want people talking about this show every day. I want them retweeting it, quoting it, pushing it out there in every way, shape, or form. And I want people to talk about the author and say, oh my gosh, man, Kevin Jackson said something so profound today. He made me think. He made me question myself. Things like that. I see it nothing more than teaching. It's a professorship. I've got tenure. Can't be fired. I can be taken down, but they can't fire me. I can still say what I say. So that's what I would answer. But there are people who don't know the answer. So guess what? If you don't know the answer, somebody's going to give you the answer. But what caused you to change from a bad boy or a bad girl or whatever it was? Did you find religion? Speaking of religion, the archbishop or somebody, maybe it's a cardinal, he's banished Pelosi to H.E. double cricket socks. She cannot have communion. I was going to say reunion. She can't have communion. It's been done before, but the Democrats are like, how dare he do that? Oh, my God. Oh, whatever. He can do what he wants. She's pro-abortion. At least we have one person in the Catholic Church who's got the cojones to push back against these evil leftists. But again, I ask you, what was your epiphany? Did, whether it's on abortion or whether it's on tax policy or whether it's on Joe Biden or whether it's on Donald Trump, when was your epiphany? When did it hit home for you? An epiphany, they write, may change your life and most likely the life of people around you. Should have put the lives, but that's okay. It could be as simple as breaking a mental model, which could open many doors or neural pathways. Let's consider interesting examples. Allegedly, Albert Einstein was struck as a young child by being given a compass. And as a young child, he was struck by the unseen forces, rather, I should say, that made the compass move. And when we come back, we're going to delve into more about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mind blown. Ever had your mind blown? I'm talking about just like, whoa, what just happened? I often quote Descartes, "The mind once expanded never regains its original shape." I love that quote because it's so true. Once you come to a part of understanding something, I don't care whether it's how to get in from one room to the next in an escape room or a video game or something profound, something that stops you in your tracks and makes you reassess. It's called an epiphany. And people have them. They don't come often because if you're living life and learning all the time, it's hard to have an epiphany. Anyway, I was talking about Albert Einstein, and they were in terms of discovery. And they said in 1905, after he spent an unsuccessful evening trying to reconcile Newtonian physics and Maxwell's equations, and he was taking a trolley car to his house, and he looked behind him at the receding clock tower in Bern, this is in Switzerland, and realized that if the car sped up close to the speed of light, he would see the clock slow down. With this thought, he later remarked, "A storm broke loose in my mind," which would allow him to understand special relativity. Einstein had a second epiphany 2 years later in 1907, which he called, quote, "the happiest thought of my life," when he imagined an elevator falling and realized that the passenger would not be able to tell the difference between the weightlessness of falling and the weightlessness of space, a thought which allowed him to generalize his theory of relativity to include gravity as a curvature in the space-time continuum. Inspiration struck. An epiphany. Something driving a bigger thought. Here's what they wrote in Psychology Today. Throughout my research and discussions about epiphanies over the past couple of years, I get asked this question a lot. What do you mean by epiphany? Example. As I said in my book, everyone from Oprah Winfrey to Mutual of Omaha is talking about realizations and awakenings, and many times these are referred to as aha moments. But to me, the term is a little more casual and speaks more to everyday insights. But epiphanies, I mean major, life-changing revelations, things that have had the greatest impact on our lives. Now, why am I talking about this again? I'm talking about this because the Democrats have a lot of people who are having epiphanies. They have a lot of people who are starting to wonder, what's going on with this party? And it's starting to hit them, maybe financially. Bidenflation, gas prices. Maybe they're trying to get a home and they can't afford it. Maybe they want to sell their home, but they're concerned that they can't get another. And I don't know. But I tell you this, the best way to teach a leftist is when they have to face their demons, when they have to live their scandals. And that's exactly what's happening right now under Biden. The author of this article goes on to say, it's been very interesting to notice that every single person I've talked to, whether the person has spiritual beliefs or not, speaks of these kind of moments with a sense of reverence. In fact, yesterday I watched Oprah disclose to the world that she just discovered she had a half-sister she had no idea about because their mother had hidden and denied it for the past 50 years. Oprah said several times with tears in her eyes that she had an epiphany upon leaving their mother's home after meeting and speaking with her about it. Her realization was that their mother couldn't fully embrace their daughter she had given up for adoption because she was carrying so much shame about it and couldn't let it go. Let me tell you the other epiphany. The other epiphany is that Oprah was saying to herself, this is the woman that raised me, and I can no longer trust everything that she says. I can no longer believe. Is there anything else you haven't told me? She didn't say that in the article, but I can tell you that. That's an important thing. I remember when we started getting involved with kids to get them adopted. And they would say to us, be sure to tell these kids, don't hide it from them that they're adopted. Tell them that of all the children you could have gotten, you picked them. And that was, and it is a good feeling if someone said that. I picked you. I didn't adopt you. You weren't discarded. You may have been discarded by your birth parent, but I chose you. Those are important words. Don't hide it from them. I had friends when I was younger. They didn't learn they were adopted until their teenage years, and they didn't like it. All this to tell you, there is a thing brewing out there. I don't know what to call it, but because it's not like it's some phenomenon that's happening in a single area. You know, like they found out some new revelation about drug use. This is just something that's brewing in the psyche of America that says, if you continue to lie to me, I'm going to have an epiphany. And I'm telling you, it would be one thing if it was the epiphany that, well, they lied to cover for Hillary. But that epiphany might be Biden's notebook, Hunter Biden's notebook. That epiphany could come by learning that it's Joe Biden that really is the big guy. That epiphany could come to learn that the Biden family really did extort and do things every time they were in another area of the world. Hunter was on task to do something for the family. And I could go on. It could be an epiphany for the Democratic Party that you find out that they really don't care about people. Back to Oprah. She said she realized her mother was stuck because of her shame and revealed that she recognizes that she also wants to carry the burden of shame for getting pregnant and having a baby. Oprah, the woman who basically coined the term aha moment, did not use that term in talking about this powerful and extremely personal story. To describe this profound and emotional moment of revelation about her mother, Oprah used the term epiphany. I think I agree. An aha moment is like, ah, I woke up to something temporarily. It was a little thing. But when you have an epiphany, it's life changing. Let me ask you this. Do you know a Democrat who switched? I know a bunch of them. And I always ask this question. And the reason I ask it is because I understand those moments of clarity. What happens when you hit that moment of clarity where everything comes into focus and you go, now I get it. Now I see it. That's the importance, and maybe that's why the people who flip are revered, because they will tell you, it was this moment that I knew. My good friend, Clarence Mason Weaver, Clarence said, Kevin, he said, man, I was up there, I was a rising star of the Democrats. He said, one day I woke up, he goes, I could have all the women, I could have the money. These people were touting me around like I was the next thing since the coming of Jesus. He said, and I woke up. And I thought to myself, in a moment of clarity, I don't believe a word of what I'm saying. I don't believe it. I wasn't raised this way. I don't feel this way. He goes, I dropped the Democrat Party right at that moment. And I'm going to tell you, this dude is amazing. He would be more well known than Cornel West, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and any of these other race pimps combined. This dude is I've told the story about Clarence. Every time I speak to this guy, I get a history lesson. I get more armament on being a conservative. Not that I need it, but it is a pep talk that you certainly wouldn't turn down. And people don't really know him on it because he's less known than Thomas Sowell and Walter Williams and others, but he is just as profound, certainly to me. And I'm telling you, if he had stayed on the other side of this issue, he'd be filthy rich, but he dropped it all in a day because he had clarity. It was an epiphany that hit him. So I say to conservatives, fear not, folks. Fear not. Democrats are in big trouble. They had a mass exodus in 2020. They're going to have another one. Independents want nothing to do with them. And you also have what's happening to us as we get stronger and our faith is conservatives. So hang in there. It's going to be great news.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.